She came out to open the Commonwealth Games in Brisbane. She was very, very lovely about each volume, and that was given to her on behalf of the citizens of Australia and Alex and I too.
Right, so your pictures were basically presented to the Queen as a botanical volume for her archive.
It's a gift on behalf of the whole of Australia.
And you met her again, didn't you?
Three times, the three volumes.
So what was that experience like for you?
She was just the most beautiful, beautiful lady, and she didn't behave like some people might, superior to you. She just behaved beautifully, mm-hmm. Just a lovely lady.
And you've also had your work featured on a stamp.
Yes, several stamps. I've done quite a few stamps. They sought me out to do them. It's a very big honour. And it doesn't matter how busy you are, you do it.
So what do you think have been the greatest achievements of your career?
I think painting all the Banksias. Every time I thought we'd finished, and Alex would ring me up and tell me he's found another one. But there's all sorts of varieties of Banksias. Western Australia have 62, and then Eastern States we've got about 17. Monash University in the three volumes got 67, I think. Yeah, they got to 67. And then now there's another group of people who think that Dryandras and Banksias should all be together. Now, Alex and I do not believe it. Dryandras do not have solid fruiting cones, and so we decided that we would stick to our guns and just stick with the Banksias. But I'm too old now, I'm 86 now, and I can't see myself doing another whole lot of things that are closely related.
So you've actually painted every known Banksia?
I've painted every one except for three that were right up the top of Queensland. One of them I just couldn't get there, and Alex couldn't either. So he got a friend of his to send a great big box with big pieces in, so I had something to choose. But I prefer to go and collect my own material. Sometimes you have to bring home, say, three pieces. You always have to have a permit. One time, Alex and I were on a field trip. We had another botanist with us. We were mucking around trying to find the right piece, looking before you even touch the stuff. And then a lady and her husband turned up. They were spying on us with binoculars from a farm, and they came, and she had a dressing gown on, hair in rollers and great big slippers, and she growled at us and said that we shouldn't be doing what we're doing. So Alex went back to the car, got the permit out to show her. She calmed down, and then she said, oh, well, of course, there's not a lot of colour around here, so we've introduced some other botanical things from other parts into this. Well, did Alex hit the roof? Because you don't introduce other things into natural areas. You just stick to what is growing there. So she ran away then.
And how long does it take you to paint one of these pictures?
They averaged about 3 months of painting. I do lots and lots of drawings. And then what we were taught at art school was to look at the painting, anything you were doing, a great big mirror, and you had to go up with your painting and look at it in reverse. Now, I've taught myself how to do it quicker by doing my first rough drawings on tracing paper and turning it back to front. There you can see the reverse image, and then you know whether you're going in the right direction, and then you know that you're balanced.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, because nature obviously isn't symmetrical. When you're doing a botanical drawing, it has to basically look perfect. You can't put any abnormalities in it.
You look at the stem, where the leaves are placed, you've got to place them as they naturally grow.
Not where you want them to be as an artist.
No.
Because most artists would take a bit of license just so they get a nice aesthetic angle of everything in the plant. Mm.
Well, that's what gives the rhythm to the plant, is where the leaves are placed.
How did you come to have a Banksia named after you?
Well, the botanists decided to do it. It was nothing to do with me. They just decided that it should happen, and they wanted to surprise me.
So it's called the...
Rosseray. AE at the end is feminine in Latin.
Ah,
now, there's only one other Banksia. It'd been named in honour of a lady, and that was Queen Victoria, and it's called Victoriae. This grows on a very remote property in Western Australia, and it hadn't been found in flower for 9 years, and then it flowered, just for me, I think. That it's semi-desert, so that it's very hard to regulate when it is going to flower, apparently. And Linnaeus was the Swedish botanist back in the 1700s, was trying to make sense out of every country had different names for the same plant. So he decided that everything had to be in Latin. Mm. And he fixed up not only botany, but all sorts of things.
Is there anything left that you would like to do or to draw or somebody you'd like to meet in the world of botanicals?
David Attenborough, I'd love to meet him. But I did meet him years and years and years ago. He was coming out of the ABC and I was walking in. We recognised each other and he said, "Now, someone told me that I'm not allowed home unless I've met you." And he said, "How do you do?" And he kept on and I kept on because I was going in for an interview.
Like ships of the night.
But he's a wonderful man, a very inquiring brain. And how he's kept going into his 90s, it's just amazing.